Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Richard Patterson singing Consider the Lilies, and then part two of our special message by Brother Bob Lee, Mount Pisgah Bible Printing Ministry.
Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin, and there's not a kingdom with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrows, they don't plant nor do they sow, but they're fed by the Master who watches them grow. Now we have a heavenly Father up above, with eyes full of mercy, He's got a heart full of love, and He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Now may I introduce you to this friend of mine who hangs out the stars. He tells the sun when to shine and kisses all the flowers each morning with dew. But he's not too busy to care about you. Now we have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy, He's got a heart full of love, and He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Consider then you will know.
Stays there. Doesn't have to come home on furlough. Amen. It just stays there. I jotted down some things the other day thinking about this. This missionary multiplies itself 7 times. One Bible in Russia, 7 people will read it. And 4 will make professions of faith. Why, you've never seen statistics like that from anywhere. This is a great missionary book, amen. Here's something else too. This missionary right here never changes. I like that preacher. It never changes. What does it do? It always remains the same. This missionary right here. Here's something else too about this missionary. This missionary here never goes liberal. Amen. Never goes liberal. Doesn't back up. Doesn't waver. Just stays the same. Amen. Here's something else too about this missionary. This missionary thrills me. This missionary here never gets discouraged. Never wants to quit. How many times do you want to quit in life? A lot of times, amen. Is it worth it all? Hey, this missionary here never gets discouraged. Never does. Just keeps on. Here's something else too I jotted down just thinking about this missionary. This missionary here has life-changing power. What did Paul say in Romans chapter 1, verse 16? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, to the Jew first. And listen, here it is right here. And that word is dynamite, power of God. We get our English word dynamite. So this missionary right here has life-changing power. Changed my life. It changed my life. I heard the gospel preached from it and it changed my life. Gave me hope. Just did a miracle in my life. Amen. Same thing it did to your life. Here's something else too about this missionary. This missionary never gets sick. Amen. Didn't? Yeah. I got it right down here. It heals. Amen. It never gets sick. Praise God for this missionary. Never, never, never gets sick. Here's something else too. This missionary here never dies. Amen. 90, not for this missionary. 80, not for this missionary. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my word shall never pass away. I ain't God for this missionary, never dies. I'll give you something else too. This missionary right here is cost productive. Now all of us just have so many dollars. Right? We have only so much we can give to missions. We can print our Bibles because we do everything in-house. We buy the paper by the truckload. Anywhere from 30 to 33 rolls in a truckload. We buy it by the truckload. Put it on the press. Print it. We can print 400 Bibles with a roll of paper. A roll of paper costs $1,100. For about $3, the cost of a Bible, that costs more to ship it and some other things, but the Bible, the paper, $3. Amen. We can send it to Russia. 7 people read that one Bible. 4 will give their heart to Jesus. Amen. For $3. It's the most cost-productive ministry I've ever been in. This book here. What a missionary I hold in my hands. Amen? Amen. Missionary's cost-productive. Here's something else, too. I really like this. As a matter of fact, I've liked it all. Amen? This missionary right here will never fail. This missionary right here fails. But this missionary right here will never fail. Amen? Never will. What does the Bible say about this missionary here that never fails? Thy word will not return void. It never fails. Let me give you one other thought. This missionary right here brings forth life. It's a living book that tells about a living Savior who puts life in an old sinner. What a missionary. And every person in this building has a part in sending this missionary around the world. So don't ever think, you know, all I did was I just gave and so forth. And hey, listen, we can't do this by ourselves. If it was not for you, we could not do it. That's how important you are. We couldn't do it. If it wasn't for folks like you, nobody in Russia would have a Bible. Nobody in Japan would have a Bible. Nobody in Cambodia would have a Bible if it was not for you. So what a missionary right here. Amen. Well, you know, you say, well, you know, we're living in dark days. Turn to Matthew chapter 24 just for a couple of moments and I'm going to be through. What time do you usually get through, preacher? One. Hey, what a dumb question. Now, I caught that when you got to laughing. I know what you're saying. Whenever he gets through. Amen. Oh, thank you, preacher. Thank you so very, very much. Well, I just want to give you a couple of thoughts and about the day and age in which we live and you know what we can do about it. And of course, one thing we can do about it, we can continue to send this missionary overseas. Amen. By the way, send it next door. Judea, Samaria is the othermost part of the world. Amen? Send this missionary around the world. This missionary won't come back void. This missionary brings results. Amen? That's what it's intended to do. But we live in the days, and somebody already talked about it this morning. And we live in dark days here in the United States. And there are no darker days. Well, what can we do in a world that's lost its way? Would you agree with me this morning, this world has lost its way? As a matter of fact, we've become sort of mad. I mean, who would ever think that we would have the precepts and the different things today that we have? The world has lost its way economically. It has lost its way morally. It has lost its way spiritually. We're in a mess. A mess. I don't know about you, but I see the headwinds. I see the headwinds blowing. They're blowing in from the Middle East. The promising rise of a caliphate, which means a kingdom of 10 nations. I see the conditions of the world today as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. They asked Jesus a question in the book of Matthew chapter 24. Verse 3, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now there's one thing that is so prevalent, the liberals can't see it, left wingers can't see it, the world can't see it. And that is, this world, this nation, these people are being deceived. And that's the first thing Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24. Listen to what he said. They said, Lord, tell us, when are all these things going to be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? What about the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.